Manhunt. The clue of the legal loophole that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Come on now, Mr. French. Sit up just a little and drink this broth.
I'm only doing this to please you, you know.
Well, it'll help you get well, Mr. French. I made it for you myself. Well, is it so bad now?
Uh-huh. Very good. You're as good a cook as you are a nurse. Doris, how long have you been with me?
Almost 2 years, Mr. French.
That's a long time to put up with an invalid. I've tried to show you I appreciate it, though.
What?
Doris, please. I can't breathe.
Help! Help, somebody, help! Mr. French is dead.
Yes, death has laid an icy hand on the shoulder of an invalid. But it is man-made death that visited Morton French. Who will know that a murder has been committed? Who will know why and by whom? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the clue of the legal loophole.
I tell you, I don't care what anybody says. My husband was murdered. I demand an autopsy.
Look, lady, this is the homicide department. We're busy. Guys are shooting people. Those are murders. We got no time to hold autopsies on everybody just because they're dead.
You're going to find time to hold one on my husband, Sergeant Morton. If necessary, I'll go to the commissioner. I know he was murdered, and I'll never rest until the whole world knows it, too.
Hey, Drew,
are you busy? Nope, no experiments in the laboratory today, Bill. Pat and I are just clowning. Oh, what's on your mind?
Plenty. We got another murder, Drew.
Huh?
A fellow named Morton French died yesterday. He'd been sick, and everybody thought heart failure was the cause of the death, but his widow demanded an autopsy. She got it, and our doc found enough poison in him to kill an elephant.
Uh-huh. What's the whole setup, Bill?
All I know is this guy French had three things: money, a wife, and a pretty nurse.
And enough poison in them to kill an elephant. That makes four things.
Well, Bill, let's get up to the French house. Everybody knows that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but it isn't supposed to be used as a pathway for poison. Now, you go ahead in, Bill, and find out what you can from Mrs. French about the nurse and vice versa.
Vice versa, he says. About me finding out something from the nurse about Mrs. French.
Okay, do that, too.
Hey, look.
Huh?
Side window of the house. There's a gal climbing out of it.
Oh, I'll get her, Bill. Go on, see Mrs. French.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry I startled you, miss. What happened? All the doors in this house locked?
Let me alone or I'll scream for help.
Oh, I doubt that. Who are you and what's the idea of the window exit and this police?
My name's Doris Ashley. And the suitcase, it's to help me get away. There.
Oh. Oh, my head. The idea. Hey, wait. Which way'd she go? Fine beginning to this case. Oh, wait till Bill hears about this. Well, no matter how this case turns out now, he's going to be happy. Oh, well. Hey, Bill.
In here, Drew. You got the girl?
Wait till I find you, will you, Bill, before you ask questions. You know what happened? Oh, I beg your pardon.
This is Mrs. French, Drew Stevens.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, girl got away, Bill. I'll tell you about it later.
Tell me about it later, he says. Tell me about it now.
Listen, Bill, who's in charge of this case, you or me?
What do you mean, who's in charge? I am, of course.
Okay, then, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. What were you saying, Mrs. French?
The girl that got away was my husband's nurse, Doris Ashley. I wonder if... Mr. Stevens, look at this, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. French's will. But you're the sole beneficiary of this will, Mrs. French.
Yes, of that will. But my husband made another will a couple of days ago, leaving everything to his nurse. Uh-huh. They didn't think I knew about it, but I did. That's what made me first suspect my husband was murdered.
Where's that new will now?
At the lawyer's office. Frank Grayson in the insurance building.
Well, this kind of puts a pretty bright light on the whole thing. Would Miss Ashley have had the opportunity of putting poison into Mr. French's food?
Yes, I guess so. But so would her brother. He was always around here, too. They had Mr. French completely fooled, but not me.
Yes, I can see that now. Well, have you any idea where Miss Ashley or her brother might be?
She lived here, but her brother had a room downtown somewhere. I don't know where she's gone, maybe to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. I've got an idea we haven't much trouble in this case as soon as I pick up that Ashley gal. Oh, so long, Bill.
So long, Bill, he says. Where you going?
Well, me, Bill? Why, out to corral Miss Ashley. In fact, what you might say is I'm heading for the last roundup. Pat, this is Drew.
Oh, hello, boss.
Listen, Pat, I want you to go right down to the office of a lawyer named Frank Grayson in the insurance building.
Oh.
Pick up a copy of Morton French's will, and I don't care how you get it, catch on?
You know me, the little shoplifter.
Yeah, it's a new will, Pat. They got it at the office this week. Get it and meet me at the French house in an hour.
Okay, I'll do it. So long, boss.
So long.
Don't turn, copper. Keep walking out the door and into that car at the curb.
Oh. That thing in my back is a gun, I suppose.
It ain't a corn cob pipe. Open the door. Okay, get into that car. You're driving.
I haven't got a license, you know.
You're going to have a death certificate unless you hop in. Now get...
Okay. Yeah.
That's better.
Okay. Now what?
Come on, start her up. Stop stalling.
Where do I drive to?
Straight ahead. Look, copper, lay off the French murder. Lay off if you know what's good for you.
Well, that's my job, you know, investigating murders. Did you kill French?
Maybe. But you're not going to do anything about it. Don't turn to look at me. Keep your eyes on the road.
I don't have to turn to know who you are. You're Doris Ashley's brother. That figures.
Figuring could be bad for your health. What if I am?
Nothing, except you're being pretty foolish. If your sister murdered French, she'll get picked up. Not by me, then by somebody else. You can't kidnap the whole police force.
Who says my sister killed him?
Nobody. Maybe you did. But you'll get picked up eventually, too. The police know about you.
I'm going to tell you something, copper.
Yes?
A couple of days ago, this guy French called in my sister Doris and me and asked us to witness something. We both signed our names. I got a slant at what we were signing. It was a will, leaving everything to my sister. I don't know whether she knows what was in it or not.
Do you know that she just slugged me with a valise and beat it out of the French house?
I don't know anything about that, but if she skipped, she had a reason. Look, I've kicked around a lot, but my sister's been a doll. Maybe if she saw French's will, the idea of all that dough knocked her haywire and she poisoned a guy.
Well, supposing it did happen that way.
Then I'm confessing to the murder, see? Only first, I gotta know that she did it.
Drew, I've been waiting for you for 15 minutes. Here's the will.
Oh, good. Sorry I was delayed. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Leaves everything to Doris Ashley, and she and her brother witnessed it. What'd the lawyer say?
He wasn't in. He's been out of town for a week. But I got the will, didn't I?
Yes, you sure did, Pat. Wait a minute. Thought of something. Is Mrs. French at home?
Yes, she's inside with Bill.
Huh? All right, come on in with me.
All right.
Oh, don't get up, Mrs. French.
Don't get up, he says. What are you doing back here, Drew?
Just a second, though. Mrs. French, you told me that you saw the new will your husband made out.
Yes, I saw it. It left everything to Doris Ashley. And as an extra insult, my husband had her and her brother witness it.
Yes, that's correct. I have the will here. Are you going to contest it?
On what grounds? The court will hold that the new will is the legal one. That's the law, you know.
You're familiar with law, Mrs. French?
Familiar with law, he says. Who cares about that? What I want to know is, where's the dame who poisoned Morton French?
Hold it, Bill. Now, Mrs. French, how familiar are you with the law?
I studied it for a while.
Well, that's too bad. Bill, you can book Mrs. French for murder. She killed her husband.
Huh?
Why, that's preposterous. Why should I kill my husband?
You're out of your mind, Drew. French would have been buried as a medical case if Mrs. French didn't yell for an autopsy.
Yes, I know, Bill. Very clever of you, Mrs. French, but you poisoned your husband just the same.
I repeat, why should I have poisoned my husband? So that Ashley girl could inherit his estate? I'm penniless, do you know that?
No, I don't. And you know it isn't so either. As long as you know law, Mrs. French, you know the will would never hold up in court. Under the law, a witness to a will cannot inherit. Any previously made will is then legal.
Did you know that, Mrs. French?
Yeah, she knew it all right, but Mr. French didn't. He really wanted to leave his estate to the Ashley girl.
Wait a minute. If French was buried as having died of heart failure, and his second will wasn't legal, Mrs. French still would have collected. She must have known that. What did she have to start the autopsy for? Yeah, nuts, Drew.
No, I'm not, Bill. You hated Doris Ashley, didn't you, Mrs. French?
Why shouldn't I hate her? She worked her way into my house, stole my husband's affections, left me out in the cold.
Oh, now, wait. You hated her. That's all I wanted to know. And you knew that when this new will was turned up, and you made sure we knew about it, suspicion would fall on her and her brother. She supplied us with their motive for murder by telling us about the new will. Very clever, Mrs. French, only it didn't work.
Drew, you mean Mrs. French knew all along the second will was illegal, but she hated Doris Ashley so much she wanted her help for Mr. French's murder?
Yes, that's right. That's how I planned it. But you'll never take me to prison. I've swallowed some of the same poison I gave my husband.
Hey, you can't do that. The will...
I'm sorry, but I've done it. I guess you can say where there's a will, there's always a way out.